From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, President Obama said in the wake of attacks in places, including Brussels, there is great urgency not only over the nuclear issue, but eliminating terrorism as well. Also at the summit, Mr. Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to cooperate to confront the North Korean nuclear threat.
Of great importance to both of us is North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons, which threatens the security and stability of the region. And President Xi and I are both committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and full implementation of UN sanctions.
Nuclear summit in Washington is the fourth and final summit of its kind for President Obama. South Korea media is saying that North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile off its eastern coast in the latest of several tests this year, signifying an increased level of tension between Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's western allies. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the missile launched into the Sea of Japan at midday today. Belgium prosecutors say the top suspect in the November terrorist attack on Paris can be extradited to France. France's justice minister says he expects Salah Abdeslam to be sent to Paris within 10 days. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client agrees to the extradition. Abdeslam is accused of helping plan the November 13th attack in Paris that killed 130. Several human rights organizations have denounced a wave of opposition arrest in the Republic of Congo. Tensions remain high following the recent re-election of incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso, with opposition contesting the results. This is VOA News. United Nations Human Rights Commissioner has described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers as sickening, adding the matter will be fully investigated. Stefan Dujarric is spokesperson for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We must face the fact that a number of troops who were sent to protect people instead acted with hearts of darkness. These crimes fester in silence. That is why the Secretary General is shining a spotlight on these despicable, depraved, and deeply disturbing allegations.
Most of the allegations involve UN contingents from Burundi and Gabon, and they were in Central African Republic between 2013 and 2015, along with French troops stationed in the same area. On Monday, the European Union and Greece are scheduled to begin sending migrants, including Syrians, from the Greek Isles to Turkey under a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement aims to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and others in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkish territory, Turkey will send one Syrian refugee to the European Union for resettlement. Joel Millman is with the International Organization for Migration.
We did see over Easter weekend a terrible decline in the number of migrants crossing from Turkey into Greece. Don't know if that has a factor of the new migrant agreement between the EU and Turkey or an Easter holiday or what, but we're talking about fewer than 300 over 2 days. So we think that we'll see that pick up, but if it doesn't, that traffic may shift back to North Africa like it did a couple of years ago.
IOM's Joel Millman says the main route for migrants from various countries traveling from North Africa to Italy getting busy lately. U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump faces new scrutiny after his call for some form of punishment for women who secure abortions if the procedure is ever prohibited in the United States, even though within hours he backtracked on the comment. Mr. Trump met Thursday with the head of the Republican National Committee and tweeted that the meeting went well. One of the world's most innovative architects, Zaha Hadid, has died at the age of 65. In 2004, Hadid became the first woman to win the Pritzker Prize, the most prestigious award for architecture. Born in Iraq, Hadid studied mathematics at American University in Beirut. She completed her architectural studies in Britain, where she continued to live and work. She died of a heart attack Thursday in the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, where she was being treated in hospital for bronchitis.
That's the latest world news from VOA.